Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. The Kansas Board of Education recently reaffirmed the teaching of cursive in Kansas schools. So we thought we'd check in on how handwriting in general is being taught in this day and age. Joining us to discuss how and why we educate kids in handwriting and cursive is Professor Kendall Turner Nash. She's an assistant professor of urban teacher education, reading and literacy at UMKC. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Wonder, Professor Nash, how has the teaching of handwriting changed in recent years?
Well, I think one of the major things that I found as I was reviewing the literature about handwriting is that it's not being taught as explicitly as maybe it used to be. And so, when I was a child, we had handwriting for about an hour, math for about an hour, reading for about an hour. And that's just not happening in this age of testing and emphasis on testing. So,
and is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, as I reviewed the literature on handwriting, I see that it's not a good thing because handwriting is actually linked to the development of writing. So kids become better writers by practicing their handwriting every day.
You're not just talking about better writers as in the writing looks better, but content-wise.
Yes, they become better composers. I read several studies that showed that children that actively practice the skill of handwriting in kindergarten and in preschool, in third grade, they can compose more complex texts. So there's links to actually practicing the skill of formation of those letters and later on composition.
Now, asking our audience, is handwriting or cursive still a necessary skill? Join the conversation at 816-235-2888, or you can email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. You could also tweet us a picture of your finest handwritten comment or question to prove your point at KCURCST. What grades do teachers usually teach handwriting, and when do they stop teaching it in favor of, the more content subjects?
Well, traditionally, handwriting instruction begins in kindergarten, and there are several models of handwriting instruction that are actively being used in schools. There are actually three models, one of the leading researchers on handwriting development, her name is Virginia Berninger. She talks about how handwriting really needs to be taught at the preschool level these days because of the demands of the Common Core standards and raising the bar on what we expect of students.
Interesting. Do the kids have the motor skills to learn how to form letters at that age?
Well, handwriting, just like speech and just like writing and just like reading, progresses through fluid stages as you become a better skilled at handwriting, you progress through natural stages. And those stages do start in preschool with pre-writing kinds of skills.
Now, computers must take a lot of time away from handwriting. No, starting at kindergarten and earlier, there are computers in the classroom, in some cases computers for every child. How do you see that trade-off?
Well, the research, it's really clear that computers and keyboarding does not and should not replace traditional handwriting instruction, whether it's in manuscript or whether it's in cursive. What the research says is that either manuscript or cursive is fine as long as handwriting is being taught as part of the entire literacy curriculum, but that keyboarding can't replace handwriting instruction because what's happening when you're forming those letters, it's called the orthographic loop. In your mind, the child is picturing in their mind the letter, and then they're using their hand to write that letter on the page with a pencil. That's called the orthographic loop, and it's a very important process that needs to happen that just can't happen if you're keying a letter on a keyboard.
Interesting. So yeah, that there, at one point, there's going to be something that kids are missing in their literacy skills if they're just learning, like, an A is this key on the keyboard.
Right, because, as students are coming to understand their letters, there are two things that are happening. They're understanding the way the letter looks, and they're understanding the way the letter sounds. And it's very important for their hand, for that motor skill of writing the letter, in order for that cognitive processing to happen between connecting the letter sound and the way the letter looks.
Now, what about cursive specifically?
Right. You know, it's very interesting because my children attend a school in Kansas City, and they are required to write in cursive. And we actually came from a military family. We lived all over the world, and they had sort of scattered cursive instruction. And now they're required to write in cursive, and it's been challenging a little bit. So I was curious to read what the research said about cursive. Is it better than manuscript or what? And really what it says is that there's no difference. That everything that I read says that it doesn't matter whether you teach cursive or whether you teach manuscript.
Now we have Jean on the line who may disagree. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
What do you think about cursive?
Well, I have an interesting story. My mother, who is my granddaughter's great-grandmother, my granddaughter, when I was talking to her on the phone, said, I love getting letters from Nana, but I don't know how to read them because it's in cursive. She's 10 years old and lives in Florida. That, to me, is sad.
What do you think is the advantage of cursive versus just any kind of handwriting, Jean?
Well, my concern is years from now, children finding letters from relatives, or if they want to be involved in anthropology or learn about human beings, civilization. I just think that's sad if some of them are without those skills, don't know really everything there is to know about cursive. Not only the fact that it's fun, I thought it was really fun to learn cursive writing when I was in school, and I ended up being involved in the arts, and part of it was because that kind of got me started. It was fun. You worked with a pen or a pencil. The circles you make. It was just fun.
Well, Professor Nash, but you don't find that there's necessarily an academic benefit to cursive versus handwriting in general.
No, not necessarily. There haven't been any studies that I've read that indicate that cursive is more advantageous than manuscript. Just, again, that the teaching of handwriting has to be an overall part of the literacy curriculum. That's what's most important. But I do hear what Jean is saying, that it's, you know, it's sort of becoming a lost art.
And are there kids who struggle more than others with mastering cursive or just handwriting in general?
Yes, I read an interesting study. Like I mentioned earlier, there are three ways that handwriting is typically taught in schools. I'm sure we all remember the little stick and arrows. Remember the little circles, and it had arrows telling you how to form the circle and which way to draw the line. Do you remember that?
Vaguely. I just remember the sheets with the dotted lines across them.
Right, right. And so there's one program, it's called Danielian, and it's supposed to ease children from manuscript to cursive writing. So the letters are sort of slanted, and what I read was that form of writing is actually more difficult for children to master than some other of the forms. There's another one called Zanner-Blauser. I remember the workbooks that I used to use when I was teaching first grade were Zanner-Blauser workbooks, and that those are more effective than this Danielian sort of cursive. But then on the other hand, like I said before, my children attend a Montessori school, and they're required to write in cursive, and it's been extremely advantageous for my son, who's left-handed and who had horrible handwriting before he started.
Cursive made it easier.
Cursive made it easier for him.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, what do you think teachers today, the teachers that you're training, I mean, what do they feel about handwriting in cursive?
Well, it always comes up in my early literacy methods classes, whether or not we should focus on handwriting versus typing, and whether or not we should focus on cursive versus print. But for me, the stance that I take in my classes is a balanced approach to literacy. So I am always saying, yes, you should focus on digital literacies, but you should also focus on handwriting. And if cursive, you know, is required in the school district, then cursive is a form of handwriting. It's clear that doesn't matter what kind of handwriting you focus on.
Do you assign to your adult students handwritten assignments, or is everything for you typed up?
Most of it is typed up for me.
How do teachers learn to have that beautiful teacher handwriting?
Well, we do use a lot of charts in our work with children. My classes typically meet at a school, and they are working hands-on with children. So they do lots of writing with the children there. But you're right, that perfect first grade teacher handwriting that I always admired maybe becoming a lost art.
But, and do you still enjoy writing in handwriting, cursive, and all of that? Or are you, like many of us, are your handwriting skills kind of declining?
My handwriting skills are so declining. Yeah, it hurts my hand to write for more than an hour.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Kendall Turner Nash is Assistant Professor of Urban Teacher Education, Reading and Literacy at UMKC. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for Central Standard today. You can subscribe to our podcast, hear this conversation again, or access any of our previous shows from the Central Standard page of kcur.org. Tune in tomorrow as we look at how the government has influenced how we eat over the years. Up to Date is next with a conversation with Kansas author William Least Heat Moon. Our show was produced by Matthew Long Middleton. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross, and this is KCUR.